We can shout now because the victory's ours in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Can I come down here tonight? I noticed all the lions on the communion table. Well, we're going to preach tonight on fear versus courage. Fear versus courage. How many knows that in the name of Jesus we've got the power? We've got the power in the name of Jesus. So if you have your Bibles, turn to me to the book of Joshua. I'm not going to keep you very long, I don't think. Joshua chapter 1. I want to read verses 6, 7, and 8 is my text. Brother David, if you figure out, I'm sure you can get that clip ready here in just a second. Joshua chapter 1, when you find it, go ahead and stand for the reading of God's Word. And again, I'll try to be quick. Some was thinking I preached too long this morning. I said, well, man, I've been gone 2 weeks. I had to make up for a little bit of that. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Look at your neighbor and say, be of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land. Understand what I'm reading tonight, that the reason he said to be strong and of a good courage, because he was fixing to divide to them and give them an inheritance, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The word courage is often related to the lion. And we know that Jesus is from the lion in the tribe of Judah. We have heard the scripture that tells us that the devil goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I've often wondered, why would the scriptures compare the devil as a roaring lion and Jesus being from the lion of the tribe of Judah? And understanding and getting a revelation tells me that Satan tries to imitate everything that God does. And so the only way that he can do that is go around like a roaring lion, but he ain't nothing but a pussycat when the Holy Ghost is inside of you. Hello? Because we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We serve the man from the lion and the tribe of Judah. He is the King of Kings. They talk about the lion being the king of the jungle. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But we have allowed the devil to infiltrate our minds and our hearts. And we have allowed him to put fear inside of us that we're not going to be able to do this, or we're going to not be able to recover from our sickness, or we're not going to be able to be encouraged, or we're not going to be able to have the victory. But I come to tell you tonight that we have the victory in the name of Jesus. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my word, saith the Lord of hosts. It is through him that we survive. It is through him that we thrive. It is through him that we accomplish all that we accomplish, because Jesus Christ gives us the courage. The enemy comes and brings fear, but fear is not of God. Perfect love casteth out all fear. And when we have that perfect love in God, I don't want this to just be a normal message tonight.
I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you before you leave this place that you have the power of God in your life, that you can go meet the devil face to face and have a toothpick and know that you're going to defeat him completely. Courage. We have courage. But things inside of us maybe it was the way we was raised, or maybe it was something that we've had to confront, and it just put the fear in us and that we cannot seem to get over it. Well, I want you to know we have come tonight that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we're more than conquerors. We cannot allow fear to rule and dictate our life in any aspect. Fear is not of God. Look at your neighbor and say, fear is not of God. But Jesus come to give us courage. Look at your neighbor and say, courage comes from Christ. Christ come to give us courage, and we are not going to accept fear. The fear that the enemy has tried to put in our hearts and our lives has kept us from being what God wants us to be. It is the fear that he has instilled within inside of us, and he is no more than a bark. He is no more than a cat's meow when you got God in your life. Now, don't get me wrong. We cannot defeat him on our own. But with Jesus Christ, he is no match for the Spirit and the power of God. Can somebody say amen? In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse number 20, David was a man of war, and God said, you're not going to build my temple, but I'm going to give your son Solomon. You're going to get it all together, and Solomon's going to build my temple. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. And he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. Be strong and of courage. God's got something for you to do. God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. God has a path for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 said, God has a plan for you. And I want you to know tonight, church, that God's plan for you is the power and the strength of God, that you can do all things through Jesus Christ. You do not need to fear the enemy. Tell him to get behind you, because he is not your authority, nor has he any power over you, because we've got the power in the name of Jesus. You see, in our hearts and our lives, sometimes the enemy takes that courage and replaces it with fear, and we feel like that we're a total failure in every aspect of our life and everything that we do. But I want you to know that in Jesus Christ, you can take courage. And can I tell you, it takes courage to serve God, but knowing that God is with us. Real quickly, I want to tell you a story in the book of Esther, chapter 4. You'll find this passage of Scripture. Awesome passage of Scripture. The Jews were in a place to where they was fixing to be annihilated by a man by the name of Haman. And Haman hated the Jews and everything that they stood for, and he was making a plot to destroy them. Mordecai, the uncle of Esther, began to talk to her, and he knew of all the hatred. And I'm going to make it short, but you need to read the story and find that purpose and find that courage. It was not for anybody, just anybody off the street, to go and stand before the king. And it was only when he lifted his sepulcher to come to them that they was invited. But Mordecai told, I'll get it right here in a minute. Told Esther, said, you need to go before the king. There's been a plot to kill us. Can I tell you tonight, church, that there's a plot to kill the church of the living God? There is a total plot to destroy the ethics and the morals of our country and the ethics and the morals of our church. We are being attacked from every aspect and from every side. We are being told that you cannot speak anything that will offend people, even if it's contrary to the Word of God. We are having our rights taken away from us and stripped from us. And it's putting a fear in a lot of God-fearing people. And the devil is having a heyday, but I'm here to tell you, we can stand for this word. This word is right. It's true. It's faithful. And God will deliver. Mordecai told Esther, said, you need to go to the king and tell them that something's going on. And the story is so beautiful, and I don't have time for it to tell you the whole story because I got some other things that I want to talk to you about. But as Haman set a plot, he even built gallows to hang Mordecai because Mordecai wouldn't bow to him and pet his feathers the right way, and because he knew his plan, he knew his plot, and they was making plans to destroy the Jews, and Mordecai told Esther, said, Esther, you need to go to the king, you need to expose this thing, and she said, but I'm just a Jew, who am I? And he said, if you don't go to the king, nobody else will. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, and Esther finally come to her senses and said, you know what? If I go before the king and he doesn't accept me and I die, I die. But I've got to take a chance. I've got to have some courage. And it took a lot of courage for Esther to go before the king. Look at your neighbor and say, courage. I expected some of you to say courage like the lion did. Got to get some courage. Esther went before the king, exposed the plot, and because she had some courage and went before the king and spoke of the king, when she brought Haman and she brought the king to her table and said, I want you to meet me here. And when they met him there, she told, said, there's somebody in the kingdom that we want to, that has been faithful and done all these things and supported the country. And old Haman, he was all boastful and proud and thought he was going to be the one. And lo and behold, the hand of God come down. And because Esther had courage, Haman had to bring Mordecai on a white horse down the street. And it was Haman, when he was exposed, that hung on the gallows that he built for Mordecai. Why? Because somebody took the courage to stand before the king. Somebody took the courage. Camden? Hey, Camden. 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 You want this little lion? Do you have the courage, or do you have the courage to come and get this little lion? Emma, do you want one of these lions? Come here, honey. Come here. Perfect example. Camden has the courage as long as Daddy's there. Emma's just got the courage. She's going to be an Esther. Here you go, Bubba. All right. Sometimes it takes more courage than others, and sometimes you got to have some little support. Hello? How many needs some courage? Huh? Anybody that wants one of these lions, not the big one, Sister Teresa will whip me if I give her big one away. If you want a lion, if you've got the courage, all you got to do is come and get it. I'm serious. I give it to the little ones, but you bigger ones are going to have to get it yourself. You're going to get some courage. You're welcome. Some of you need to take one of these lions and put it on your dashboard of your car and every morning and say, I've got the courage to live for Jesus Christ. I've got the courage for stand what's right. I've got the courage to do what God wants me to do. I've got the courage because I've got the blood of Jesus Christ covering me. I've got the courage. It took courage for Esther. I like that kind of courage. I about got run over. We need the courage. We sometimes take stories for just face value. For instance, we've heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den all of our lives. We fail to realize that it was courage in God Almighty that brought Daniel to a place that he could look at the king square in the eye and say, look, king, it doesn't matter what all the rest of them plot against me. I know in whom I serve and whom I trust. And when he realized and he knew that the declaration, Brother Ronnie, had been signed, he went straight to his room, opened up the windows toward the east, toward Jerusalem, and began to talk to God. You know why? Because he had courage to stand in the very midst of hell itself and say, God, I'm still going to serve you. And when he went to the lion's den, the king was all out of sorts because he was scared to death that he had killed the man of God. And the next morning when he opened up the door, or opened, took the rock away from the entrance of the cave, he said, oh, Daniel, is thy God able to keep you? He said, King, everything's all right down here. The God that I serve has took hunger away from the enemy and away from the lions, and I am alive and well. It takes courage. If ever in a time of our life we need courage to live for God, we need courage today. We need courage. I got three more of these little guys. I anticipate and I sense in my spirit there's one or two adults would absolutely love to have one of these cute little lions to put on your dash, but you don't have the courage to come and get it. Oh, glory. We're going to have church before this place, before this is done. We're going to have church. Glory be to Jesus. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood before the king and said, oh, king, if our God doesn't deliver us, same thing Esther said, if I die, I die, but I'm going to take a chance. I've got some courage. And the three Hebrew children said, if I die, I die, O king. If God doesn't deliver me, I'm still going to serve Him. I'm still going to worship Him, and I'm not bowing down to the world's idols. That's what it amounted to. I'm not succumbing to the fear that the world has put in place. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I just want you to know that when you step out in courage and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we call it faith, we can call it courage. It's the same thing, right? Okay, when we step out in faith, you can rest assured that just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you won't have to go through the fire alone, because there'll be a fourth man in that fire. When you have the courage and you take a stand for God, you'll have the courage and you will know that our God reigns and He will keep that which we have committed unto Him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Awesome. Awesome. Take that little lion, keep that little lion wherever you sit first thing in the morning or on your dashboard, and remember this message tonight that in the name of Jesus, I've got the courage, I've got the faith, and there ain't enough devils in or out of hell that can stop me, because Jesus is with me and I'm going to pursue and I'm going to recover all. Can I tell you, it took some courage for David to step out on the battlefield. He was just a young little whippersnapper. Y'all know what a whippersnapper is. I was hoping this place would be filled with our kids tonight, because you don't have to be a grown-up to have courage and allow God to use you. David was just a little freckle-faced kid that had already experienced the power of God and knew what God could do, and had the courage to take a lion out from killing the sheep of his daddy, that had the courage to take a bear by the nape of the neck and give him a full Nelson and snap his neck. It was David that had the courage to stand on the battlefield when his brothers was cowardly in the sheep, when his brothers was cowardly in the tents. I want you to know tonight, church, that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but my Jesus has come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. It's my Jesus that gives you the courage. Goliath had instilled the fear in the whole army of Israel. Listen. That's exactly what the enemy is trying to do in our society and in our world today. The enemy is trying its best to instill fear within inside of you, to shut your mouth, to take away your courage, to destroy your testimony, but I come to tell you that in the name of Jesus, He has given us a testimony, He has given us the courage, and it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are made more than conquerors. David stepped out on that battlefield while his brothers was nibbling on crackers and cheese in the backside of the tent. Their knees knocking together, they're clanging, their armor clanging together, and David said, I'll go take care of this uncircumcised Philistine. Courage. 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 His brother's saying, David, you naughty little boy, you got some other things in mind. Now tell me, what other things could he have in mind standing in front of a giant? I'm either going out and trusting in God or I'll come back mincemeat. So what other motives could I have? I've got to trust in God. I've got to have courage. Are you with me? The rest of them stood in their tents around the campfire, afraid to go across the creek. They were scared out of their wits and would not confront the giant because of the lack of ability that they had, forgetting the God that they served that protected Israel all these years. And it was in this time the little boy stood up. Say, you all can put up with that junk if you want to, but I'm not going to. Hello? You all can run cowardly and hide behind the king, but I'm not going to. It's time, church, that we stood up as an army of God, not with arrogance, not with a composure that I've got it all figured out, but with the confidence in Almighty God that I've got the courage. And in the midst of all the Goliaths that come to me, I can take him down in the name of Jesus. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Can I tell you, it wasn't the rock that brought him down. It was the Spirit and the power of God that used the rock to focus at the place where he was unprotected that brought him down. Can I tell you today, church, it's courage that the church of the living God needs today. We have been pushed back. We have been suppressed. We have been depressed. We have been compressed and everything else. But God's saying, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Stand in the gap. Make up the hedge. Take some courage and live for God. Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely. Should we take some courage? There's been laws being passed. I probably don't need to get into all of that stuff. But there's some laws being passed that you're no longer important. God is a secondary. That you have to respect everything that the world does. Homosexuality. The world's come up with some fancy words. Can I tell you today that those things that the world is throwing at the church and trying to bring fear upon them, well, if you talk about homosexuals and you talk about lesbians and you talk about those things that the world wants to do, then we're going to take your tax status away from you. And I tell you, I've got courage to stand for God. They're not going to intimidate me with my tax status. They're not going to intimidate me to cower down to their ungodly and sinful ways. And you're saying, now wait just a minute, they got a soul. Yes, indeed, they have a soul. But their sins are going to send them to a devil's hell. And I'm not going to be a part of it. Because I've got the courage to stand for God. I'll tell them in love, but I've got the courage to stand for God. In the face of the devil. You know what? And our young people that's here tonight, we need some giant slayers. That's not afraid to go to your school and tell your teacher that God's way is the only way. When they try to intimidate you and get mad at you. Hello? I know some of you may think I'm a little far-fetched and off the rocker, but you know what? Hang around a little bit and you can get on the rocker with me, because I'm telling you, one of our boys confronted one of his boys' teachers this past week and told the teacher, said, "Are you upset because of him talking back to you? Are you just upset because of what he said to you and didn't agree with you in immoral ways?" Okay? I don't believe in disrespecting teachers. Don't get me wrong. Amen. I believe in being full respectful. We've got to a place they want to shove it down our kids' throats. I'm telling you, it's time, mamas and daddies, grandma and grandpas, that we instill with inside our kids courage. Courage. I got to move on, or I'm going to really start meddling. And y'all, glory. We've already took Daniel out of the lion's den, and Esther's already vilified Mordecai and the three Hebrew children. I think I got something else here too. Y'all got time? I'm only on the first page. David said in Psalms chapter 27, beginning at verse 11, "Teach me thy ways, O Lord. Lead me into the plain path. Because of my enemies, deliver me not over the will of my enemies, for false witness are rising up against me, and shall as breath breathe out cruelties. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Several times in the book of Psalms, you will see that David is bringing his complaint to God. And after he brings his complaint to God, it's like he takes a second breath. Brother Danny, he takes that second breath and he looks at himself and says, "But wait just a minute. I got courage in God. Courage I have is in God." He said, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Hallelujah. Let your heart be strengthened tonight. Let your heart be strengthened. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 said, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Nehemiah chapter 8, verse number 10, "Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them of whom nothing is prepared, for the day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Let joy permeate your heart, that joy will bring gladness, joy will bring strength, and joy will bring courage. Hello? 1 Corinthians, listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13, 14. "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage and be strong, and do it in love." Wow. Do it in love. Okay, you ready for this one? Matthew chapter 14, verse 27, "And Jesus immediately said unto them, Take courage. It is I. Be not afraid." Take courage. Can I tell you, in every circumstance of your life, if you'll make yourself open to the things of God, no matter what you face, if you'll take courage, God will be in your midst. Amen? I love that passage of Scripture. Jesus said to them, "Take courage. It's me. It's me right here. Take courage. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." Let's stand together all over the building tonight. Anyone need prayer, special prayer for anything? Anyone need prayer? Bert, come right here. Come on. Brother Steve, will you let Tyler know we're getting ready to pray for him, his little boys? Anyone else, you need prayer tonight? You got the courage to say, "I need something from God." Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Anybody got any more courage tonight now than you did before you come in? No, let me see your hand. You got more courage right now Now, I didn't necessarily want you to raise your hands because of me. I want the devil to see your hands, telling him you're sick and tired of his stuff. And we have it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Would you come around church, gather around with me? We're going to pray and we're going to believe.